Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. The number of coronavirus cases in the United States has risen above 1 million, even as several states begin taking small steps to reopen for business. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number of U.S. cases may be higher than reported because of a lack of testing and reporting. Those officials are also warning state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 58,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said Tuesday he expects COVID-19 cases to increase when the country reopens from its coronavirus lockdown. In an interview, Fauci said the number of new cases could be kept low if restrictions are relaxed carefully. He said low would be 70,000 or 80,000 cases. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited the Mayo Clinic Tuesday, one of the nation's best-known healthcare facilities. Pence is urging Americans who have recovered from COVID-19 to contribute blood plasma that might help coronavirus patients. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden won the party's primary election in the Midwestern state of Ohio. Voters used mail-in ballots to make their selections after in-person voting was postponed last month due to the coronavirus outbreak. Biden has stood alone in the Democratic race since earlier this month when Bernie Sanders, senator from Vermont, ended his campaign, leaving Biden as the last remaining candidate. He will face President Trump in the national election in early November. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton endorsed Vice President Joe Biden, the former vice president. The former First Lady and Democratic Party presidential nominee shied away from wide attacks on Trump in the first 2 years of his presidency, but has often criticized his performance in recent months. She is the latest key Democrat to endorse Biden, following all of Biden's opponents for the party's nomination and former President Barack Obama, under whom Biden served as vice president for 8 years. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his country is not far away from easing some of the coronavirus restrictions. Morrison told reporters in Canberra on Wednesday that the recent low infection rates were welcome, but that they're not good enough. Morrison also again defended Australia's request for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus, independent of the World Health Organization. China's foreign ministry had dismissed Australia's call for an inquiry, with the developments placing increasing strain on Australian-China relations. Morrison said the move was not targeted, and that his country will do what is in Australia's and the world's interests. Austrian officials announced that the nation will lift lockdown measures effective on Friday, making it among the first European countries to do so. Austria has been under lockdown for about 7 weeks, during which people were only allowed to leave their homes for designated reasons. As of Friday, people still need to maintain a 1 meter distance from each other in public, and people will be required to wear a face mask in public as well. Austrian residents will be allowed to reopen May 15th, although the 1 meter distance rule will still apply. Hundreds of protesters set two banks on fire and clashed with soldiers this on Tuesday in Tripoli, as Lebanon's crippling financial crisis is worsened by the coronavirus lockdown measures. The prime minister reminded the public they are facing a new reality and urged citizens to refrain from violence. Lebanon's ongoing financial crisis has forced tens of thousands of people out of work and triggered small protests. Restrictions to curb the spread of the virus have further weakened the economy there. And Asian markets are trading higher Wednesday as many countries continue with efforts to ease restrictions imposed at the height of the coronavirus epidemic. Hong Kong, Seoul, Shanghai, and Sydney all enjoyed significant gains by late Wednesday afternoon, while Japan's benchmark Nikkei indexes closed due to a national holiday. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.